All right, joining us now from Newcastle, ahead of their 14, well, after, sorry, their 14-10 win against the Tigers at Campbelltown Sunday afternoon. They've got Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium Saturday night. Joining us, Newcastle prop, Daniel Saifidi. Daniel, good morning to you.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. And tell us, describe to us how different, I guess, the mood around the camp is this week as opposed to last week.
Yeah, real good. No, it's good coming into training and for review and knowing you're going to win. What better clips on the board to show the boys. But, yeah, it was just pleasing to get the win after a tough week last week.
You mentioned the club had, you know, a bit of an honesty session. So who conducts that? Who leads that, Daniel?
A few of us got together, like Frizz, Brails, Gags, myself. Sort of came together before and spoke about stuff off the field happening and not letting it affect us, but bring us together more, and it did. So, it worked, and we're looking to do it again this week.
I was about to ask you that, Daniel, because a lot of Knights fans, you know, we get plenty of text messages and phone calls from them, and, you know, they're expressing their disappointment in the season, and then they see a game like last week where everyone was sort of committed and putting it all on the line. Why hasn't that not been there all year?
Yeah, I know. That's a good question, something that we ask ourselves after the game. It's almost a case of, you know, what could have been, but you know, it is disappointing that it took a week like that to bring out a performance like that. But you know, our focus is on they finish the year strong going into next year.
Daniel, I just want to ask you, I don't want to harp on what happened last week, but just coming out of that honesty session and things like that, did you feel a shift in the mindset of the players and that something like that had galvanised the squad, which gave you confidence to go into the weekend?
Yeah, definitely. We just spoke about sticking together as a playing group, but not only as a playing group, but as a club, and like giving the fans a performance they deserve. Like you said, it was a tough week, and the feel around training was a bit different, but we had to get over that pretty quick and turn our attention to the Tigers.
And we all know that rugby league, it turns very quickly. How important is it for you guys to back up that performance last week against the Broncos on Saturday night at Suncorp?
Yeah, very important. Pretty much all be for nothing, pretty much, if we just come out and just give one good performance and then not back it up. But we've spoken about the importance of it and doing it against a good team at the home stadium. It'll mean a lot to the group and not in the fans.
Indications are, Daniel, that Kalyn Ponga maybe won't play for the rest of the season for the Knights. How is he?
No, he's all right, Kalyn. He's a bit of a free spirit. He's just bouncing around training and helping the boys out. Given some of the other younger fullbacks some tips and that, and she's doing non-contact training. And he trains on the other side. That trains against the first grade side. Touches us up a fair bit when he runs the ball and that. But he's looking good.
I'll tell you what, Daniel, while you would have loved to have played Origin again this year, how excited and proud were you to see your brother make his State of Origin debut this season?
Yeah, it was crazy, especially up there in Suncorp. I was probably more nervous than him, but he was so calm before the game. We met up before the game, I couldn't believe it. But he's worked so hard the last couple of years, coming off two good years. So it was a bit different watching from the crowd, but to see him play well, even though they lost, that was a proud brother moment.
So what, with the finals out of reach, what's Adam O'Brien set for you guys to motivate you to the end of the season? What are the mini goals that you need to achieve?
Playing well consistently for each other, being selfless, and just finishing the year strong. Not only for us, but especially for the fans, give them some joy going into next year. We want to finish the year strong going into now a big season next year, but we're not looking too far ahead as well. But yeah, doing it for us and doing it for the fans.
You might not be looking too far ahead, Daniel, but I've just looked at your draw here. You can win all these remaining four games. I mean, if you put in the same performance as you did last weekend, you're very much capable of winning the remaining four games, which would give you plenty of confidence in at the end, leading into next year.
Yeah, definitely. We've looked at the whole draw from last week, but like I said, we're not looking too far ahead. We've talked about teams like Cowboys, Broncos and that, making a big leap from last year to this year. And know, they finished really strong last year, and that's something that we've talked about, and something that we want to do. And, you know, we've got the playing group to play, you know, some really good footy, and add some more people next year, and you know, we can do something special.
Daniel, you've said criticism of Adam O'Brien is unwarranted. What makes him a good coach?
You know, he's fierce, but he's also, you know, real personable too. He's come from good systems, and he's shown that to us. So I suppose it's natural when, you know, a team sort of goes backwards. You know, they look at the leaders and the coach, and they get criticised, which is fair. But I think, you know, the criticism from a lot of people and the fans, I think it's unwarranted and a bit unfair, but look, that comes with the territory, I suppose, and he's a big boy, he'll get over it.
With the World Cup coming up at the end of the year, Daniel, you and Jacob, I'm sure, would be keen to play. Can I ask, mate, who would you like to play for? Have you made yourself eligible for Australia or Fiji?
I've already spoken about it. I'm in an iron, but I'm more leaning towards not playing and having a good pre-season for Newcastle. Had a real interrupted pre-season last year and sort of derailed my season a little bit. But so I just want to, you know, pay back the club and get into training a bit early. Otherwise, I'll come back after January and there's not much time to get fit. So, yeah, more than likely staying. But I've talked to my family about it and, you know, it comes around every 4 years and I didn't get to play the last one through injury. So I'll talk about it with the club and my family at the end of the season.
And speaking about the off-season and pre-season, what, in your opinion, and I know you're obviously not a coach, you're a player, so you don't have control over recruitment and things like that, but in your view, what do the Knights need to do this off-season and pre-season to become a top eight contender again?
If I look back at our 2 years before that, our pre-seasons were real tough, and this one was too, but with COVID, heaps of people coming in and out of pre-season. Probably wasn't, you know, the club's best, and I think having a real tough preseason, adding some people to it, like you said, and I think that'll put us in good shape for the start of the year, and just the leaders stepping up and next year as well.
And Daniel, Anthony Milford, to what extent did everyone try and twist his arm to try and stop him from going to the Dolphins after, you know, he's made a pretty good contribution for you this year?
Yeah, we tried, but at the end of the day, he said it was for family reasons. You have to respect that. And like you said, he's contributed real well to the club this year, and he's shown how classy he is. But I'm excited to play with him this year. This week, it'd be first game back up at Suncorp, so I'm real excited for him.
Really appreciate your time this morning, mate. Go well against the Broncos and for the rest of the season.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.